Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Now, joining me in the studio now is Anne Brown, Head of Major Gifts and Partnerships. Hello, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, thanks on. For having me.
Got so excited that, yeah, I forgot to turn you up. There you go.
We'll try again. Hi, Joe.
Hello, that's better. So, Anne, for those that may be tuning in for the first time and not aware of St. Francis Hospice, could you give us a little insight about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely, yeah. So St. Francis Hospice is it's an adult hospice. We look after people from Brentwood, from Havering, Barking, Dagenham and Redbridge. And we kind of take care of them when there's nothing else to be done, really, when the people get that awful message that, sadly, that the illness they have is going to shorten their life. We jump in and we help, and we try and help them make the most of every day. So we can't really change the outcome of what's going to happen, but we can certainly help and help them be comfortable and treat everyone with dignity and look after their families as well. You know, when someone is coming to the end of their life, it affects the whole family and their circle. So we try and look after everybody. We look after them at the hospice in Havering Atty Bower, and also, but mostly, we look after people in their homes, because that's where we want to be, isn't it, really?
I love that when you say that, you've got a smile on your face at the same time, because it is part of life, isn't it?
It is.
It's only a couple of sure things, tax and death,
yes,
really.
That's right. It's
so
true.
So we have to make the most of it, of the time we've got. None of us know. So
we don't know.
No.
And you know, we sadly see too many people who die far too soon.
Sure.
And it's just important. I think hospices are so important.
Yeah.
Hospitals are there to cure us and to make us better.
Yeah.
But hospices are really set up for end of life, and our nurses and our doctors, they understand what's needed and they're full of compassion. And, you know, we want to make sure that everyone gets the very best out of any days that they have left. So it strangely, it can be a very happy place.
Yes.
And there's lots of fun. We were talking about having fun. We see lots of fun. We hear lots of laughter. And I love that, because it shows that people are really living every day. None of us knows how much time we've got. These people sadly do know, but we can help them make the best of it and be as comfortable as possible.
That's amazing. And it's coming up to your 40th year as well now.
40 years. Can you believe it?
Well, not you personally.
No.
I was going to say, you're only in your 20s.
I was a child.
So, yeah.
amazingly. So we opened our first ward in 1984.
Yeah.
Very different nurses in the very old starchy uniforms and so on. But 40 years later, it's very, very different. We had no home care back in the day. We had no education centre. Mm. It's grown so much, and people's needs have changed so much over that time. And certainly during COVID and everything, that just changed everything. Yeah. And the way we care for people now is quite different as a result of that. And I think there are some really good things that have come out of that horrendous time. But yeah, we're excited. 40 years. So for us, it's a time to reflect. But in looking back, we're looking forward.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, right, what are people going to need for the next 40 years? Mm. What can we do so that we're going to make sure that the growing populations of all our area, we see just in Brentwood, we see all the development. Well, the more people that are living in Brentwood and the surrounding areas, the more patients we're sadly likely to see, more families we're going to have to look after. So we're now thinking, right, what's the next 40 years got for us? Mm. And we're excited to look forward and to really make sure we can provide the best care possible. Mm. I want to make sure that we provide the care I'd want for my own loved ones.
Sure.
And that's the way we look at everyone is someone's loved one, and everyone deserves that care.
Yeah. As I say, because within the community, I think everybody's been touched by somebody that's been in St. Francis Hospice, or you know, a friend whose mother or father or brother or sister. So it's astounding, though, to think that the government actually only put 28% of your costs they give towards that, right?
Yeah.
And you have to keep going, around £8 million a year you need to keep the service that you provide that's invaluable for everybody.
You do,
It's a lot of work, how you come up with that, right?
It is a lot, and I'm glad I was sitting down when you said that, because that's a big number. But,
it is,
you know, we have the most incredible fundraising team and marketing team, and we work alongside the clinicians to make sure that we do have the nurses, we do have the equipment, we do have the drugs that are needed. And we'd love it if the government said, how about 50% or 60%? But we're really grateful, and we understand that the government, you know, there are conflicting priorities all the time. But if you just take the ULEZ issue that's just coming up now, so we're just on the edge of the ULEZ zone at the hospice, but just beyond the hospice going into London, all our nurses, all our staff that don't have ULEZ compliant cars will have to pay. We'll have to pay. The hospice will have to pay. Yeah. And what's almost worse is that people who want to come and visit their loved ones in the hospice will also have to pay.
Yeah.
And it would be terrible if people couldn't come to see their loved ones because of the cost of that.
Yeah.
So we're fighting hard. We're talking to our MPs. We're talking to anyone that will listen to say, hey, you need to do something about this.
There's so much that needs to be done still. There's so much. But you are here today to talk about the upcoming marathon. Well, it's in March in 24. Sounds like a long way away, but it's not, is it?
It's not. Yeah. It's not. So it's Brentwood Half Marathon that is happening on March 24th. And this has been going for, I think it's the 42nd year. It's the...
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's older than you. It's not older than me personally.
No, it's older than me.
Because you're still in your 20s.
So it's the Brentwood Beckett, the Rotary Club of Brentwood Beckett have been running this. But in recent years, we've got a lot more involved, along with the Brentwood Running Club and the Brentwood Theatre.
Right.
So we're a bit of a consortium now, raising funds for charities throughout the Brentwood area.
Yeah.
And what we want to do, because it's our 40th next year, we would love to raise £40,000 from this, which would be incredible. Now, how I'd love to do this, I'm just looking for 100 people who will come on board and run for us. Now, if you're one of our runners, we really take care of you. We help with training. We help with fundraising. We give you every bit of support to make it easy for you. We ask that you raise just £400.
Yeah.
And if we've got 100 people to do that, £40,000, imagine what we could do with that.
It sounds a lot, right? But like you say, 100 people, and I'm sure we can get at least those up, right?
Definitely.
£400, which, you know, when people realise it's for St Francis, people always dig deep, don't they?
They
really
do.
Even like just a couple of quid that people can afford.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing thing to see. Then you've hit your target and more.
You have. And we, one thing that we do, we provide lovely hampers that people can raffle in their office, in their church, in their local pub, perhaps get their local shop to do it, in their running club. And they can, so we really provide all the tools to make sure they can reach that, because they might be saying, do you know what? I can't ask people to sponsor me. Maybe not, but could they pay £2 for a raffle ticket? I bet they could.
And if you
do that, you've got your money raised. That £400 is really going to help people in our local area
when they
just need it most. When there's, you know, nothing else they can do, we just need to be there to support them. It's a great fitness kind of regime and effort. If people are running the London Marathon, it's a fantastic part of their training. We provide training tips. We get experts in to talk to them. So we really love our running teams. Team
you
SFH,
do.
We call them.
Yeah, they're a proper team, isn't it?
It's a proper team.
Team in capital letters
it
and
is.
Exclamation marks.
It is. Team SFH. Yeah. They're the best. And we really want to show them the love. And it's a fabulous journey to go on with our runners. So we're excited. And I'm just waiting for those 100 people.
Okay. So if people want to do that, they can go to sfh.org.uk.
Yes.
And I'll even let people do that now.
Fantastic.
If they're listening in.
Yeah,
right?
Fantastic.
Even though it's naughty normally.
But we don't mind being naughty.
But I want to come back and talk about it and more and a little bit, summarise everything up in a second. But I asked you earlier, didn't I, if you have a request, it's a cracker, what is it and who is it for?
It's got to be Queen. And I'd love to hear We Are The Champions, and I'd like to dedicate that to my incredible fundraising and marketing colleagues at the hospice. They work so hard, they're so dedicated, so passionate about what they do, and in my eyes, they are real champions.
I've paid my dues time after time.
Oh, you enjoyed that song, didn't you?
Oh, I love it.
Your arms went up in the air.
I'm a big Queen fan. I love it. And it's just, love it.
Yeah. It's one of those songs where it's like a power song. You're like, you're punching the sky.
It is.
Yeah. As you was. Yes, I love that.
I
need to do that for my bingo wings, but that's another conversation. Right. And listen, can we go back to, if anybody's thinking, oh, do you know what? During that little break, thinking, oh, that sounds really good. And it's a really worthy cause. Can you explain again what services you help provide for them to get on their journey to help you? Be
definitely
part of the team with the capitals.
Yeah. With a capital team.
I need to breathe in. Carry on.
So we've devised a little plan that we can use to really help people, both in their training and in their fundraising. So the very first thing is, if you choose to run for us and if you pledge to raise £400, we'll pay for your entry to the event. So we'll take care of that straight away. And we'll give you a free St. Francis Hospice branded running vest so that you can run around Brentwood and do all your training, which is, you know, it's great. Everybody needs a running vest. Mm. When you reach your target, we'll buy you the official Brentwood Half Marathon T-shirt.
Oh.
I think runners always love the T-shirts and the medals, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They say give a runner a T-shirt and a medal and you're onto a good thing. So we'll do that. We'll arrange a kind of an event, a meet the experts event. So we have people who talk about training, who talk about injury, nutrition during your training.
Oh, wow, that's really insightful.
Yeah,
well,
it really is. And also some of the kind of mental health around running as well.
Yeah.
So it's quite a holistic outlook for all our runners. And it's fantastic. And these are local providers who come in and help us. You know, they volunteer their time to support our amazing runners. And we find that that's always really helpful because running, injury, what if you get injured? What do you do? Doesn't mean that you can't run, but you need to look after yourself. So we take it really seriously.
Sure.
As I said, we'll give everyone two free hampers and really beautiful hampers with lots of goodies in that they can raffle. To be honest, they could probably raise their £400 just with that. So, and they're beautiful. We've got a wonderful lady called Jill who puts all our hampers together at work and they're great. They go out to pubs and clubs and everywhere. We could even provide you with a quiz if you want to do a quiz in your group or an online
That's
quiz.
That's a great idea.
It is. Yeah. You know, I think we all got used to quizzes, didn't we, over the pandemic. So
still love them.
Yeah, I know, it's great. But I always want to win.
Yeah.
But we'll do that and we have a lovely thank you evening. And there's lots of things. We're so grateful for people that raise money for us. Yeah. And I know that running is something that's really good for people and probably people really enjoy doing it. But we so value the fact that they'll raise money for people that are at the end of their life.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they feel loved and supported and that we can just enjoy the journey with them. It's a privilege to go through journeys with people who are doing half marathons and marathons.
Mm.
And when they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, many of them, as you said before, you know, they know people who've had care in the hospice.
Mm.
So often when I'm asked where I work and I tell them, they say, oh, you looked after my nan.
Oh,
my dad
wow.
was there. My brother's cousin, somebody at work was there. And it's such a privilege to be able to provide that care and to touch people's families.
Mm.
And so, you know, this is just one way.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways on our website that you can support us. But this is great. It's good. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's
supporting your local community as well.
It is.
And it's giving something back.
It is. And the Brentwood community, I've lived in Brentwood for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful community.
Now you've just given your right age away.
Well, I was 10.
I was 10.
Oh,
OK, here we go.
No, but I mean, I've lived here for such a long time. And it is a lovely community. And there are so many wonderful community groups and charities.
Yeah.
And it works better. It works well when we all work together.
Yeah.
I think with St. Francis Hospice, I think it's, for me, it's like a circle.
Yeah.
We look after people, but we couldn't look after people without people providing the money. We call ourselves fundraisers, but what we do is we point people to an opportunity where they can really help. And people are so generous in Brentwood, so generous. And this event in Brentwood brings so many groups together.
Yeah.
You have youngsters running, you have little tiddlers running, that run in, well, minutes, it seems, to people in their 80s and 90s and everything in between.
Yeah.
And it's just a gorgeous thing to bring. It brings Brentwood to a standstill, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it just reminds us that we are all part of a bigger community.
Mm. But just actually to clarify as well, you don't have to be a resident of Brentwood to be part of them. You can come from anywhere if you're willing to.
Absolutely,
And just be part of that. Because often there are a lot of people listening from all over the country that sometimes come back to Essex now and again because that's where their roots. And obviously, being around for 40 years, they may have been touched by that and want to give back. So they can obviously do that
definitely,
as well. Right?
Definitely. And we have people catching trains and travelling for hours just to run and then go back home. So definitely, any Brentwood expats out there, we are here.
I love
for
that.
You.
Brentwood expats.
Come and run for us.
I'm going to nick that one.
Do it.
I'm going to, So listen, any other events? If people are not into running, like myself, but want to do something, there's loads of other events. Again, you can get it on the website, sfh.org.uk.
That's us.
But any other things that you can let us know now?
Well, I do have one thing, actually, and this is, I think, the other end of the spectrum. So you could raise money for us by running or jumping out of a plane or shaving your head, or actually you could go to a really nice lunch.
Ooh.
So I like that one. We've got a Big Heart lunch. It's a ladies' lunch that is taking place on the 9th of October, so not very long. It's in about 6 weeks. It's over at Stockbrook Manor.
All right.
And we are holding a lovely three-course lunch. There's going to be around 200 ladies, we reckon. So just us girls, not for the boys, this one. Sorry, boys, we'll do something for you. But it is lovely. So we'll have a lovely drinks reception, beautiful three-course meal. There'll be, in fact, my brother is playing the piano for the champagne reception, which is lovely, and he's really good.
So you're letting one boy in then?
He's the boy. Yeah. He's the token boy, but he's coming to play the piano for us.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we've got a lady called Claudia Vanderpoy, and she's the face of Five News Tonight on Channel 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's a very respected television journalist, and she's been on Sky, BBC, ITV, and she is the first black lead anchor to present her current show, The Face of Five News, and she's got quite a story and quite a journey, so she's going to be coming to talk to us about that. Yeah, which will be, it'll be fantastic. We've held these lunches over many years, but this is the first since the pandemic, so we're very excited to get our glad rags on, a little glass of something sparkly, and enjoy an afternoon together.
So if you want to bring your friends or your family with you, that's great. If you want to come on your own, that's fine as well, right?
Absolutely. You can buy, and so tickets are £75. We still have a few tables left.
Ooh.
Or why not get a bunch of friends and get a table of 10?
Oh, great.
And it really is a lovely time. And, you know, we can just relax and have a bit of fun, have some lovely food, and all the profits will go to the hospice. So lovely way to raise money.
You'll have to come back in again soon.
Oh, yes, please.
And talk about all the other events. But
yes.
We can just go over the actual, it's called the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon,
it is,
isn't it?
And yes, and I haven't said that. So Baker's are our sponsors.
Ah.
They sponsored us last year under the name, or for the last few years under the name Sport Sticks, but it's Baker's, used to be called Baker Labels in Brentwood.
Oh, right.
Fabulous, fabulous local company that is working nationally. So they have very kindly sponsored. So again, so grateful. Another company giving back into Brentwood. Couldn't be better.
Oh, I love these communities. That's why I love working here as well.
It really it's lovely, isn't it?
Hearing all these stories are amazing.
Yeah.
But listen, Anne, thanks not just for coming in, but for all you do as well, actually.
Bless you.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
And come in again soon. All right. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.